United States.
Dissident Republicans. Rebels with a cause. The Never Trump movement has leaders, but will it have followers?
Jeff Duncan knew the beast from the inside. Ahead of the 2020 election, he rode in the president's aptly named limousine whenever Donald Trump came to Atlanta. But when Mr. Trump claimed that Georgia's election was rigged, Mr. Duncan, then the state's lieutenant governor, rebutted him. Death threats soon arrived from Trump loyalists. Mr. Duncan chose not to run for re-election after watching the former president hijack the conservative agenda in the Georgia legislature and sidetrack multiple sessions by infecting lawmakers with his baseless vote fraud obsessions. In August, Mr. Duncan joined a chorus of Republican politicians campaigning against Mr. Trump when he endorsed Kamala Harris on stage at the Democratic National Convention. "It was like the first day getting traded from the Yankees to the Red Sox," he says, of sitting in the green room waiting for his debut. Since then, Liz Cheney, once the third most powerful Republican in the House, and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, have said they too will vote for Ms. Harris. Yet the Never Trump movement of anti-Trump conservatives is not quite what it was. 4 years ago, it contributed to Joe Biden's victory as thousands of Americans who voted for Mr. Trump in 2016 abandoned him. They were encouraged to do so by an array of generals, press officers, and administration officials who had worked under Mr. Trump during his presidency. Democratic mega-donors financed groups like the Lincoln Project, a conservative PAC, to run ads warning fellow right-wingers of Mr. Trump's con-man proclivities and fondness for authoritarianism. This time around, the movement's influence appears more muted. Mr. Trump unleashed a campaign of vengeance against Republicans who voted to impeach him. A Trump-backed candidate crushed Ms. Cheney by 37 points in a Republican primary in 2022. When Mitt Romney announced last year that he would not run again, the movement lost its legs in the Senate. The question in 2024 is whether its leaders' voices will matter in battleground states. They are certainly going to try. This cycle, Republican voters against Trump is planning to spend $40 million to air testimonials in swing states from former MAGA voters, which would be a fourfold increase from 2020. The Lincoln Project is targeting two voter blocs it hopes will flip. One is Red Dawn conservatives, named after a Cold War film in which the Russians invade America, baby boomers who came of age politically during Ronald Reagan's presidency and are uncomfortable with Mr. Trump's coziness with Russia. The other is Dobbs dads, conservative millennials struggling to justify abortion bans to their daughters. The activists reckon that hearing from more people like Mr. Duncan will create a permission structure for voters to quietly leave the top of the ticket blank or cast a ballot for Ms. Harris. However, the Never Trump movement is divided over whether it should explicitly endorse Ms. Harris. Stephen Hayes, a co-founder of The Dispatch, a centre-right online news outlet, is adamant that journalists in his orbit should be warning Americans of the threat of Mr. Trump without resorting to partisan boosterism by backing the Democratic nominee. Pat Toomey, a former senator from Pennsylvania and self-described never-again Trumper, says that he will vote for neither candidate, mostly out of disdain for Ms. Harris's economic policies. "The outcome is very likely binary, but that doesn't mean my choice is necessarily binary," he explains. Sarah Longwell, who runs Republican Voters Against Trump and publishes The Bulwark, another news outlet, calls that "the kind of cowardice I have seen play out over and over again in the Republican Party." If Never Trumpers believe Mr. Trump a singular threat to democracy, she thinks they should work not just to deprive him of votes, but to give Ms. Harris more. Never Trump has become a movement of leaders without followers, says Charlie Sykes, a former conservative talk show host and author of How the Right Lost Its Mind. Weekly Economist/YouGov polls show that since 2016, the percentage of Republicans who plan to vote for Mr. Trump rose from roughly 80% to 90%. When it comes to swing voters, more importantly, the share of Republican-leading independents who plan to back him has nudged slightly upwards since April, but overall has barely budged since 2020. Why? The Republican traditionalists, most aligned with never-Trumpers, probably already crossed partisan lines. 8 years into Trumpism, those who remain in the grand old party may be less influenced by its elite old-timers. And, says Kyle Condick of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, persuadable voters tend to be the ones paying the least attention. Sitting in his backyard in Forsyth County, Georgia's wealthiest, Mr. Duncan contemplates his future. He hopes his Georgia colleagues will admit to backing the wrong guy if Mr. Trump loses again. On the other hand, if this whole Republican thing just implodes on itself, maybe there's a place for me over there, he says, referring to the Democratic Party. In October, he will go on the road with Mazaris. But campaigning comes with risks. 2 weeks ago, the town sheriff called and told Mr. Duncan not to go home one evening. Someone called in claiming there was a sniper waiting on his rooftop.